Sagt alle kei tet mission sein. A med varm amurim is man she he clean michu chalas. That which we discussed in the previous two mishnah of the kiveres that had the opening to the inside of the house. We were talking about a kiveres that was perforated with a kli. And since it was a kli, it's not chaytes the fnei atumah. Chaytes of chusa upakuka bakash or afuza. But if the kiveres was damaged, and the place where it was damaged it was sealed tightly with straw, so there were no openings to the kiveres. Or even if it was not damaged, but if the preparations were tightly sealed, ezeu afuza shein lo tefach mimakom acher. What's the case of afuza where we don't have an opening of a tefach in one place that is not tightly sealed? So therefore, even though it's considered a kli, since it's tightly sealed, it's not fit to be used as a kiveres, and therefore is not considered a kli. And we're talking about, again, where the opening to the kiveres is to the inside of the house. So then would be as follows. Kizayis menameis nasun tachteha kinegdo adatahom tamit. If there's a kizayis menameis underneath the part of the kiveres, that's outside the house. Anything directly underneath the tumah until the depths would become tummy, and the tumah would travel down into the ground. Therefore, any kalim in the ground that is underneath the kedayis and the mace would become tummy. But the tumah would not travel up, as since in this case, the kiveres is not a kli, since it's tightly sealed. So its chaytik b'fnei tumah would stop the tumah from penetrating it, and therefore kalim above the kiveres would remain tar, and so too the kalim inside the kiveres itself would be protected and would remain tar. Al gaba kinegdo ad harakia tame. If there is a kizayis menemeis on top of the part of the kiveres that's outside the house, any kalim directly above the tumah up until the sky would become tame. The tumah would travel up but not down, as since the kiveres is chaytis b'fnei tumah, the tumah cannot penetrate the kiveres, so the kalim underneath the kiveres would remain tar. B'tocha o b'bayis toicha v'habayis tmeim. If a tumah is inside the kiveres itself or inside the house, the interior of the kiveres, any kalim inside the kiveres and any kalim inside the house would become tameh, but the kalim that are above and underneath the kiveres that are outside the house would be tar. And if the tumah is inside the kiveres, so therefore the kalim inside the kiveres would be tameh, and the tumah would then go through the opening of the kiveres, which is to the inside of the house, and get into the house and be metame everything inside the house. But the tumah cannot escape the kiveres itself, and therefore kalim that are above and underneath the kiveres outside the house would remain tar. As since the preparations are tightly sealed, the tumah cannot escape the kiveres and be metame kalim that are not inside the house. As opposed to the kalim that are inside the house, since the opening of the kiveres is to the inside, the tumah would go through the opening and be metame the contents of the house. And in such a case where the tumah is inside the house itself, the tumah would be metame kalim that are inside the house, and it would also go through the opening of the kiveres and be metame the kalim that are inside the kiveres. But the kalim that are above and underneath the kiveres that are outside the house would remain tar. And since the preparations of the kiveres are tightly sealed, the tumah cannot escape the kiveres and be metame kalim that are on top and underneath the kiveres, since those kalim are not inside the house. This Mishnah is discussing the same case that we had in the previous mission, where the kiveres was damaged or where the preparations were tightly sealed. And therefore, in such a case, the kiveres is no longer considered a kli and is chaytes b'fnei atumah. Now, the one variation is that in this mission, we're discussing a case where the kiveres is a tefach above the ground. The din would be as follows. Tumah tachteha o b'bayis o b'tocha hakol tamen. A tumah, a kiveres ben amei, that is underneath the kiveres. It's underneath the part of the kiveres that's outside the house. Or the tumah is inside the house. Or the tumah is inside the kiveres itself. Everything is tameh el agaba, with the exception of kalim that are above the kiveres. As where the tumah is underneath the kiveres, since the kiveres is a tefach above the ground, it serves as an oil. And the tumah would travel the length of the kiveres and get into the house. Once it gets into the house, it's metame the contents of the house, and it would also enter the opening of the kiveres, as the opening is to the inside of the house, and be metame the kalim that are inside the kiveres. But it would not escape from the kiveres, as we're talking about, where the preparations are tightly sealed, so it cannot escape the kiveres. So the kalim that are above the kiveres, since they're outside the house, would remain tar. Or if the tumah is inside the house, it would be metame the contents of the house. and it would also get into the kibaris itself. It would go through the opening of the kibaris, which is to the inside of the house, and be metame the kelim that are inside the kibaris. But the kelim that are above the kibaris would remain tar, and the tumah would not escape the kibaris since the preparation are tightly sealed. But the kelim that are underneath the kibaris would be tummy. And since the kibaris is a tefach above the ground, when the tumah is inside the house, the tumah spreads throughout the entire house, and therefore that includes also underneath the part of the kibaris that is inside the house. And once the tumah gets underneath the kibaris, since the kibaris is a tefach above the ground, it travels the length of the kibaris. Therefore, it escapes the house as it travels the length of the kibaris, and the kibaris is partly outside the house. And it's metame, the kelim, they're underneath the kibaris, even though they're outside the house. If the tumah is found inside the kibaris itself, the thing would be the same. And the tumah would be metame everything inside the kibaris, and it would escape the kibaris through the opening that's to the inside of the house, and be metame all the kelim inside the house. And once it gets into the house, it would also go underneath the part of the kibaris that's inside the house. And since the kibaris is tefach above the ground, it would travel the length of the kibaris and be metame the kelim that are underneath the kibaris, even those kelim that are outside the house. But the kelim above the kibaris would remain tar, and even though the tumah is inside the kibaris, it cannot escape the kibaris since the preparation are tightly sealed, so it cannot be metame the kelim that are above the kibaris since they're outside the house. Al gaba kenegdo ad harakia tumah. If there's a tumah above the part of the kibaris that's outside the house, any kelim directly above the tumah until the sky would be tummy. The tumah would travel up, but it cannot travel down, and it cannot penetrate the kibaris, since we're talking about where the kibaris is not a clean, so it's chaytis b'fnei tumah, stop a tumah from penetrating it, so any kelim inside the kibaris itself or underneath the kibaris would remain tar, and certainly the kelim inside the house remain tar.